Taylor Swift on 2FM. It's at 12:43. Jenny, there's two Jennies in it. Have I just been too loud for you in your inners?
I'm a bit
of a shouter.
It's a bit early, isn't it? Hello?
There you go. Your mic is up now. So listen, ladies and gentlemen, you won't forget me doing this.
How could we?
I remind you all the time. It's back. We watched the launch show very, very recently, and Jennifer Gibney, famed for Mrs. Brown's Boys, is our Irish connection this year. Hey, welcome to the show. And Tristan, you're very welcome. You're also from Ireland, the pro dancer.
Yeah, from Fossaroe and Bray.
God, it's an Irish, it really is an Irish huge representation this year.
Do you reckon that was a coincidence, or did they put you together purposely?
I think we were the only people who understood each other, so they may as well leave them together.
Well, that was my problem. That's why I didn't win it. Nobody understood what I was saying.
Do you think you reckon that's the only reason, do you?
Of course it is.
What else could it be?
I mean, what else could it be? So how are you getting on, Jennifer?
It's exhausting.
Yeah?
It's absolutely exhausting. It's so hard. It's so hard. You think, you know, you just hear the music and you can dance, but as you know from doing it, it's so... When you break it down, it's so technical and there's so much to remember, and you think you have it, and then it's what comes next, and where's my arm supposed to be, and where's my leg supposed to be, and I want to go.
Can I ask you, how fit do you, like, I'm not fit at all, and the thought of that, I'm thinking I don't think I'd be able for it. Do you have to do a lot of training beforehand to be fit enough to do it?
Well, I actually thought I was quite fit until I started this, and I'm not fit at all.
So we're probably not allowed, you're probably not allowed to give away your very first dance, are you not?
Oh, he's a pro. He knows the way this works.
Well, I don't know, really, I suppose.
Maybe we look over to you guys. Are we getting a yes or a no? Hey, we are live, by the way. Yeah, okay, we're now giving away exclusively.
Tell us.
Will you tell them?
First dance is the jive.
Oh, I love the jive.
Straight in, no messing. The fastest one.
Now, listen, I did the jive in Wembley. Right.
God, we're going to have to look at this again.
It's a Jailhouse Rock. Make sure you check it out. But I tell you what Craig said. Craig didn't like me.
Did he know?
No. I don't know why.
What did you do to upset him?
I don't know. I don't know. I could never work it out. But anyway, he gave out about my kicks and flicks on the jive. Tristan, please explain what I did wrong, or what you're supposed to do on the jive with your kicks and flicks.
Well, you're supposed to kick and flick. I don't know what he said to you now, to be honest with you, but my interpretation is very different of what you're supposed to be doing. But you're supposed to be flicking something off your shoe.
Yeah. It's great. He comes up with pictures for you to do and to see, like, just think as if there's something stuck on your shoe and you're trying to flick it away.
Flick right. And once you don't kick me, I'm alright. Yeah. So kick down, don't kick
him
out.
So far, so I'm doing okay.
And the retraction is as important, I was told.
Yes. There you go.
Stop laughing.
Whatever you're going to do, just fully commit to
clearly
it.
Clearly it didn't work for you.
No, exactly.
Nikki, clearly you're not over it yet.
No, I'm not bitter. No, not at all. Tristan, so this is your first year on the show as well.
First year in Strictly, yeah. I was doing the American equivalent for the last 3 years, Dancing with the Stars. So
right.
First time closer to home. So they've given me everything Irish, I think. Everything I can get.
When you did Dancing with the Stars, how does Jennifer compare to Pamela Anderson?
Streets ahead of Pamela Anderson.
Of course, fair question.
Do you know what? She's doing great. I'm very, very happy. I couldn't have picked anyone better to have this season. So I'm delighted, and she's making it very, very enjoyable.
Brilliant.
So it's equal.
Look, there you go.
What else did you tell me?
You left out that bit there. Listen, are you ready for the onslaught of Craig?
Of course we are.
Yeah.
Of course we are. Yeah. I mean, if anything, I'll be harsher than Craig will.
Right.
But it's very hard to know what to expect when you come in, you know? And I kind of, from the first couple of days when we start rehearsing, I feel like I'm getting more strict now just because of how well Jennifer's doing. You know, and you have to push. So no one will be pushing ourselves more than I will. But our attitude has been great.
You've done the show. Mm. Do you not think that part of the show, I always think, is harder for the pro dancers than it is for us?
Because Karen Howard, who I dance with, it was her first year in the show as well. Yeah. And she was in tears after the show some nights because, you know, I suppose it's when Craig does, you know, he goes to town, and then it's sad on the dancers because it's their hard work that they put in. I have a little clip here of Craig.
It's not me.
I will be playing those as well. Have a listen. Just tell me if you're ready for this.
Well, I don't want to be vile, but I have to say it was all a little common. All the L's. Lifeless, lackluster, laboured, D-U-double-L, dull.
Oh.
Disaster.
Disaster.
It was really odd as they were being just thrown about the dance floor. You massively went wrong. The only good thing about that for me was the end.
Are they all the things he said to you, Nicky?
Do you know what? No, I don't. Do you know what? They might be, but I do have what he said about me. Have a listen to this. This is harsh. I think I cried at the end of this.
You need a lot more bounce in the samba. There wasn't any bounce. Your posture in the American smooth part of it was truly dreadful. I've got to be honest. Very hunched back. You had bent knees. It was very haphazard. And I suspect we're going to be seeing that dance again.
And he was right. We did see that dance again. We did indeed. So that lackluster, the stuff he says to me, vile, lackluster, common, D-U-double-L, dull.
Yeah, but come on. If Craig went out and said everybody was amazing and wonderful, nobody'd believe it.
Nobody watched the show.
Sounds like our bio already.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You just got to... And if you listen to a lot of the things that he says, as I said, it's part of who he is and part of the kind of judge that he is. And also... We're just lucky, and I'm sure you were at the time when you were doing it, glad to get from start to finish.
Absolutely.
Know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
That anything you say after that, I don't care. I got from the start to the end and I didn't fall.
Yeah.
That's it.
And you've gotten through the lawn show. I guess you've done a group dance then already.
Yes, we did the group dance.
How did that go?
Pure terror. It was terrifying. Absolutely terrifying. Every time we did the rehearsal, and then when we had to do it for real, it was like, I can't do this. I just want to go home.
Yeah.
Got through it. And there was loads of people you could hide behind, so it was fine.
They partnered us together for that as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, that's
so really right from the start.
Yeah, straight from the off.
So who do you think is competition? Who do you think is a really good dancer already? We've heard that Pixie Lott is quite good as a dancer anyway. She went to dance school.
I couldn't tell you the way anybody else dances, to be honest, because with the group dance, you're trying to remember 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You're not looking left or right. You're just trying to concentrate on what you're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
So I honestly couldn't make any judgment on what anybody else is like at the moment. I can't remember.
You don't care. You're trying to concentrate on you.
It all looks quite impressive, though. I mean, I know there was no kind of disappointments too much when people were waiting to find out who they were going to be dancing with, you know what I mean? I think the lads surprised me a lot, how good the lads are, like, you know what I mean? And either way, it'd be very entertaining. There's a couple I'm dying to see.
Yeah, well, the girls are, there's a great bunch of girls involved this year. There's 7 great women, all really strong women, and really, you know, that we all helped each other so much during the group dance, and we've kind of got that group together now, and there's very little to break.
Do you reckon it'll stay that way, though? You know, do you reckon it might get a bit bitchy now as it goes?
The women that are involved, I actually do think it'll stay that way.
Oh, that's lovely, isn't it?
Honest
it's nice
to God.
Being naive, isn't it?
Yeah.
When was the last time you talked to one of them? It was probably the launch show.
Just texted before I came in here.
See, Tristan has done this before. Well, many, many times. He knows the politics and the bitchiness that goes on.
Do you know what we'll do when you're off the show, and hopefully after you've won it, we'll get you in and we'll go, how are things? Like, I'm not talking to that bitch.
Yeah.
But, awful.
But have you got...
Don't talk to me about that crowd of women.
I had this dream. It didn't come true, as you know.
Okay.
I had this dream of walking down the steps of an Aer Lingus plane back at Dublin Airport with the glitter ball in my hand, going, like the Eurovision, we did it! I did it for you, Ireland! Do you have that dream, Jennifer?
Well, we kind of now are Team Ireland. We've no choice. Yeah. You know what I mean? It was enough pressure when there was one of us was Irish. Now both of us are Irish.
Yeah.
I think we have to win it for Ireland.
Well, we'll get your name engraved on it as well.
Yes! Thank you! High five!
Yeah. I'll take that.
We might be sending you to Eurovision after that then as well.
Oh, I don't think so.
Do you know, actually, we have a little quiz for you while you're here. You might have a little bit of tension bed music for us here. Let's see.
We love a good quiz on this show.
Okay, now we're calling this the Strictly Five.
Okay.
Ooh,
hang on. Let me get the right tension.
Okay,
button.
We just want to get, just set the scene and the mood. Okay.
I'm a better button presser than I am a dancer.
There's no pressure here now.
Okay.
Okay, feel free to answer either one of you. Who appeared on the show but never won but should have?
Nicky Bird.
Yes! Let me get the button right. It's not working.
We got a little bing. We need a bing.
My bing is gone.
Hang on. Knows.
Okay.
I've messed up my bing. Forget about the bing.
All right. We're looking at 1 out of 5 so far. Question 2. Who performed the best Charleston ever as voted for by the fans?
Nicky Bird.
Yes! Come on! 2 out of 2, Jennifer.
I'm going to give you 0.5 points because and Karen.
Oh, of course.
Also on my sheet.
We can't forget Karen. Karen was great.
Question 3. Can you see where we're going with this?
I see now, yeah.
Who had the best outfits on the show?
news jingle. Right.
Oh, I think you'll find them as news
Would
night
it
or something.
Be?
Ever. The Karen. Best outfits ever.
Karen Howard.
It was Karen Howard and her partner.
And her partner. Oh, Nikki Burke.
Yes! Come on!
All right, we're almost there, nearly for a clean sweep. We're two questions left. Out of all the contestants, who did Craig unfairly critique the harshest?
It's a tough one, right?
It's very hard.
It is hard, isn't it?
It's usually spot on.
Yeah.
Maybe. Take a guess.
Nicholas Byrne.
Yes.
Yes!
Girl, right? I'm looking for final, you, Craig. Coming for you.
Our final question. Who performed officially the sexiest Argentine tango? I'll give you a clue. Just look straight in front of you. There's a very modest man wearing double denim.
Would it be Nicky Byrne?
Yes, it is. I've lost all my buttons here. Hang on, we go with this one.
Give us the Newsnight music again, maybe. There we go. Super.
Oh, that was. Did you make that up yourself, Jenny?
Amazingly. Well, I had a little bit of help from somebody else over the other side of the desk. As he does.
Okay, listen, when is it all kicking off on BBC One? When can we watch you?
26th and 27th of September. The first week it's on Friday and Saturday.
Friday and Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah. So you can see us on Saturday
on
night.
Saturday night.
Right.
So looking far, forward that's to that. Where we are.
So you're doing the drive. Are you allowed to tell us the song? You're probably not allowed to tell us, are you?
I wouldn't imagine so. No, okay. Yet, no.
We'll leave that.
Don't just, get you in trouble.
Just remember, Jennifer, it's only a minute and 40 seconds. Goes like that.
Right.
Yeah. Whatever. A lifetime at
this. It's going like that.
It's kind of run out of steam when you're about halfway through going, oh, for God's sake, I can't move my legs any longer.
Listen, you are two Irish hopefuls this year. Mm-hmm. We're really looking for the whole country depends on you. No pressure.
No pressure at all.
Okay.
We're doing it for Nikki.
Nikki in Ireland. Jennifer and Tristan, thanks very much for coming to the show.
Thanks for having us on.
And the very best. Look, here's Eminem on 2FM.